We do things sometimes without thinking. There was one man who came to church, and both of his ears were slightly burnt. And his friend said, "What happened?" When on the way to church, he replied, "I was ironing my shirt, and I heard the phone ring. And I put the iron up to my ear, not realizing what I did." He goes, "But what about the other ear?" Well, he called back again. We think that often we're very smart and intelligent people, which we may be. But I would like to propose that you can tell how smart you are by how you argue. And there's a Christian side to argumentation. Argumentation, in the classic sense in Latin, has two possibilities. Ad hominem, ad rem. You argue the issue, ad rem, or you attack the person, ad hominem. In our democracy, as many of you may have heard this past week, civil argumentation sometimes takes a back seat to partisanship and attack. And this is not just in government, it's in our daily lives. When you are faced in your family, in your friends, or in your work with argument, think of it in the classic sense. Two intelligent people using logic and reasoning to arrive at the truth. And every time you argue that way, you are getting closer and closer to understanding the other person. There is one saint who was known for debating, and he was very intelligent and often won his debates. And they asked him, "Who won your latest debates?" And he always replied, "The truth won." Family fights and fights between friends are not because people argue. It's because they don't know how to argue. They attack the person. They said, "Not only are you wrong, but you're ugly. Not only are you wrong and ugly, but I don't like you." Once again, attacking the person is always a sign of a lack of Christian charity and that you're not as smart as you think you are. Because to be able, in charity, to argue with a person the facts and the issues to arrive at the truth is a beautiful gift of reason and Christian charity. So in your own life, the next time you get into an argument, ask yourself, am I really arguing in the classic sense, or am I attacking? Is the ultimate goal for me to win, or for the truth to win and come out? And when you finish the argument, be honest with yourself and ask yourself the question, were we really arguing, or were we really attacking each other? If you attack, both of you lose. If you argue and truth wins, both of you win. Slava Isusu Hristu!